coming. I'm glad you're all here. I got a story to share with you. Could you lend me your ears? It's been about 4 years since he got the all clear. They say the episode's over, still ain't concluded all fears. It was in 08, that's really when he got ill. The doctor said it was mainly stress. He lost some friends, he lost Dell. They're giving him meds or pills. Said take a rest, go on chill. That was until 2010, that's really when it got real. Something popped up on his neck, go on feel. It's hard as rock, it's unusual. And usually he would have brushed it off and thought nothing of it. Right after Derek and Puff, it's best to check it's nothing. If it's nothing there, there's nothing lost, right? Had a little op a week later, it's nothing rushed, it's just a biopsy. Probably won't see nothing much. Then a message from his doc had him back in to discuss what was happening, but what he had to tell him had him crushed. So now he's on the ward, politicking. We're the wise old fella told him, boy, the clock is ticking. We don't know what's gonna happen, but right now we're winning, cause we're here. Start swimming. He wanted to keep it a secret because people assume the worst till they research. He can't believe he's going through this before he's even 30, but nurses were optimistic. Said, I'm glad you caught it early, you could beat this. It's time for treatment, begin the journey now, I swear. For his survival. Now reading from the Quran, the Torah, or the Bible. This how he's gonna be feeling after every single cycle hit. Spinning an hour, he had to cut his hair because it might fall out. His girl said he looked well, the world just couldn't tell. Outside it's looking like heaven, inside it's feeling like hell. Just trying to find him a boat, stay afloat and set sail. And he got his strength from the ocean, that's how he took it so well. And he had to open the net to capture hope and success. But most who wrote about it weren't those who were coping the best. See people get diagnosed, asked a couple of questions, and those who overcome it just wanna let go and forget. We get it. He remembers sitting on the ward, politicking. But a wise old fella told him, boy, the clock is ticking. We don't know what's gonna happen, but right now we're winning, cause we're here. Keep swimming. He's back up in the machine like a submarine, trying to make it to the surface. But he got those results, man, he was clutching on him, nervous. Didn't even want to read them, he just wanted to listen. And said, well done, you're now in remission. God bless him now. Swim. That was a story about surviving the sea, and that survivor was me.
Survive the sea.